is the opportunity good enough that I'm going to put the next 5 to 10 years of my life on, right?
Hi, this is Ina Harris.
And I'm Mark Raven.
Welcome to The Tie-In.
This week, Mark and I are talking about entrepreneurship. He started companies, I have as well. We've both started organizations. And we just open up a little bit about what we think about owning and operating companies and what we would do differently. And hope you enjoy it. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you have ideas for other episodes, we would love to hear from you. And Mark is coming to us from
San Diego Airport. I was just at DistribuTech, and which is like a crazy grid power conference and exhibition and, you know, trade show and meeting of the minds. And yeah, it was actually very humbling, to be honest. You know, I just, when I thought, like, you know, I know a lot about energy and I'm just, this is my jam, and, you know, I'm going through the world as a unique energy nerd. You go to a conference like this that has 20,000 people really, like, deeply technically nerding out on grid technology. And it's a crazy time for the grid, right? Because of all the talk around data centers and, you know, like the breaking of the grid, and everybody's been, you know, privy to a blackout or a brownout or curtailment, right? Where you get a text message saying, like, hey, you know, I don't know if you can hear that at the airport. It's like, hey, turn your air conditioning down, or hey, turn your EV charging off because you're going to get charged. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's this thing that for a lot of just, you know, normal people who, you know, work in other industries or whatever, we don't really see or interact with. We just plug, you know, it's very passive, right? But when you pull the curtain back and you really step into it, like you have, it's really eye-opening. I find that stuff fascinating, even though I personally don't know it, you know, a ton about it. I know, like, just a slice. But being immersed in situations like that, where you've got all of these experts all around, doesn't that just, like, make your brain tingle?
Yeah. Well, it actually made me, like, a little bit scared too, because I was like, you know, I'm exploring my next business opportunities and ventures, and, you know, and I, one of them was like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe go get into some grid technology manufacturing or something like that. And I was like, like, this is a big game. And, you know, like, it's even the small companies, you know, they're building big things.
Yeah.
So there's so much huge technology, because you can't software your way out of the power grid. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like we get all wrapped up in ChatGPT and AI and software and our computers, and we sit all day. But all of this is, there's a backbone of just, like, copper cables, you know, substations, huge transformers, and
the infrastructure that we drive by on highways and we don't even notice, right? It's stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we only notice when it's out.
When
the car's out. And then we complain that it's out for, like, a few hours or a day.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 100%. Okay. So I'm going to pick up on one thing you said in that. You're considering, you know, like, starting, you know, another business or something. And I'm just want to, like, double click on that. Look, you've started a business before.
Yep. Two.
Portable Electric.
Multiple.
Okay. So you're a pro. I also started a company and some, or, you know, organizations in the last, you know,
you've
12
you've
years, whatever.
A bunch of societies and organizations as well.
Yeah. So I'm curious, just as you're thinking through this again in this time of your life, like, what's different for you? Like, how are you thinking of this differently? I'm so curious, because it's part of like, you know, the evolution of like, you learn, you iterate, you fail, you iterate, you know what I mean? Like, but what's, how are you thinking of it this time around?
Oh, wow.
not to put you on the spot or anything.
Early morning question. As I am at the airport here now. Wow. There's so many angles actually.
Yeah.
Good question. I guess the first one is just like, you know, I feel like I'm just getting better. I mean, so I did an MBA in 2013, and like two businesses later, I feel like I actually have like multiple MBAs now,
yeah.
or, you know, like I have like the deep, deep learnings, because you only learn by doing and by
Exactly.
sitting at the table and by, you know, getting punched in the face a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing too is just a greater self-awareness. I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast, of course. And right, it's, you know, a lot of times we walk through life or we react in a way that we're not aware, because it's just an automatic reaction. And then that causes a chain reaction with the other folks in the room. And I think that that's been a big one for me. You know, I've done a tremendous amount of like personal development and therapy and coaching and like really looking at my patterns and understanding that. So I'd say that's a big one. You know, but also like this, the network, right?
Yeah.
The getting out there and proving by doing again, right? It's all of these, you know, it's not fake stuff, right? You can't do that. You know that you can't, again, there's no, there are charlatans out there that do go through these exercises of creating businesses or ideas. And then, you know, everybody's had those stories, right? Of, you know, where they take the money and they leave, or they it's not a real business or whatever.
Or like wild, you know, investment, and you're like, wow. And then,
We work.
And then it fails, you know, so.
Right. So I think that's been a big part of it, is just like learning the skills to get out there and to do it again. Now, the question is, do I have the emotional and physical and financial bandwidth, right, to do it again? Or like, is that, so it's more about, I think it's more about the path of like, okay, is the opportunity good enough that I'm going to put the next 5 to 10 years of my life on, right? And that's kind of the issue. Or do I join a really amazing team, right, that's already in flow, and jump on and then lead to that, instead of being the one who's like, this is my idea, this is what we're going to do, right?
Yeah.
I think you've done that.
Totally. I think there is, you know, the awareness of what is, you know, an entrepreneurial mindset and skill set versus, you know, then acting on those and starting, literally starting a business, starting a legal entity and taking your idea forward, because you can have those mindsets and skill sets within another organization and really, you know, leverage those to make that organization even better as well, your team better, all of that. And I think that's a good distinction, because just because you have those kinds of, you know, skills and tendencies and, you know, the initiative and drive, you know, doesn't mean you have to start a company yourself.
Exactly. And it's, I think it's the startup fallacy that I refer to quite a bit. Right. There's this cultural thing, especially here in North America. It's like, well, everybody's an entrepreneur. Everybody can go and do it. It's easy to do it, right? It's easy to raise your first $50,000, or get some friends and family, or everybody's like, yeah, you go do it.
Yeah.
But what you don't see is the trail of broken dreams, finances, families, bank accounts that are done. Like, you just, there's so many entrepreneurs and people that have like literally put it all on the line and then lost it all, because, you know, they were told they could do one thing, and then by the time they got through it or to a midpoint, right, it's hard. It's freaking hard, and there's no money. And people are like, "Well, sorry, bud."
Yeah.
like good try. And you're like, but it's still happening. It's still going. This is like, I just need some support. I need some coaching. I need some mentorship. I need money, and, you know, whatever it is. Like,
yeah. 100%. I mean, honestly, like, I think, in my experience, like, you know, entrepreneurship actually, you know, I'd worked at big companies before starting a business of my own. And it is one of the, like, it is the hardest thing I've done. Like, you know, it is, like you said, it strains people in ways beyond just the business component, you know, the family dynamic, the, you know, caring for your people and employees and, you know, these sorts of things. Like, this is an additional, like, thing to think about in a different way than you would have at an organization where you are a part of a larger, you know, team and infrastructure and all of this, you know, financially, right? Thinking about, you know, how you're approaching the business, how you want to, you know, keep costs down, but do quality work. And how do you invest in overhead functions mm-hmm. that, you know, are taking away from, you know, other things, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is
then you still have your stuff. physical, emotional, and mental health on top of that. Yes,
on top of that, exactly. And I know you and I have talked about things like that over the years, where it's like, how are you dealing with this? How are you, you know, thinking about this? And this is what I've learned so much from you in your most recent, you know, last couple of years, like your journey of self, you know, looking inward, self-improvement, you know, all of these things that you're really taking care of yourself. It's really caused me to, you know, like, pick up on and think about what I'm doing, you know? So I do appreciate that. Thank you for modeling.
Thank you. But you know, what's interesting is to come to these kind of conferences, and as well as I was at the Clean Tech Forum last week. So I'm kind of on the February, you know, conference run, but it's that there are so many amazing entrepreneurs with stories, and they've done it multiple times, and, you know, like, it doesn't get easier necessarily, but it definitely, you learn the tricks of the trade. And I think that's the part that's super important, right? Your first one may not succeed, but, you know, your second one might. And if your second one might not, then your third one might.
Yeah.
Question is back to your point about getting just a job. I mean, maybe sometimes it's just like, I mean, I know my close friends and family are like, just get a job with stock options that just, like, go up in price.
Right. I mean, this is the stuff that sounds good just when you say it, but it's, you know, there's more to
it
than
just get a job. Just get a real job.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only had a real job once.
I had a real job. I'm going to take issue with that one, but just, like, I've had the kind of traditional, like, corporate job. I've had that. Right.
Yeah. So I've had that once.
So, I mean, I did too.
Once for 5 years.
I think about it a lot, though. I do. I'm like, wonder what it would be like. I wonder how I would, you know, be excited in a situation like that. Sometimes it's intriguing. I'm not going to lie. And then, you know, like, but it's interesting because sometimes I think in that scenario, would I be able to do the things that I can do kind of, you know, having my own company, autonomy, ability to, you know, speak when I want to speak and, you know, do things that, you know, might be constrained in other corporate scenarios. I don't know the answer, but I'm curious about it.
I think a lot about it too. And I think that there's a lot more open-mindedness now in organizations, especially the intrapreneur, you know, that mindset, or there's a lot of corporate innovation arms, right? As well now that either take new tech and bring it in or take tech and spin it out.
Yeah. Right.
So I do think there are examples of that. You know, in entertainment, we're seeing it now too, right? Like companies like Netflix, for example, right? They're being pushed to be super creative and supporting all types of initiatives, right? Like there was that Rocky Mountain Institute initiative.
Oh, the Clean Mobile Power Initiative.
Yeah, something like
that.
That
was a
where,
Netflix
right,
Disney
like,
collaboration, which totally.
And Rocky Mountain Institute.
Exactly.
You know, like there's like those are big corporations that are trying to, you know, figure out how to be more nimble. And so I don't know. I think we're seeing a lot of that. You know, even here at this like huge show, DistribuTech, the industry, the utility industry has been around for over 100 years, and it's been very, very, very conservative. It's a very conservative industry, but they're now being forced to change and evolve and break things and grow. And, you know, the data center thing and the power needs are just all pushing the limits. And I'm actually, I did about four interviews here on the floor. So it'll be fun to hear from them. A little bit different, but it'll be fun to hear from them.
So good little teaser for, for the next episode, I guess. No, that's interesting. That is okay. So you're making me think, like, you know, we have said, and I think we, you know, can agree, like, the film and TV industry has also been conservative in a lot of ways with, you know, how they've approached filmmaking and, you know, speaking out, gatekeeping, you know, in certain ways, controlling the narrative, you know, like there's a lot of you know, conservative elements in that. And if we look to other industries, for examples, maybe, you know, utilities is a, while an odd, you know, maybe model to look to, just in the sense of how they're shifting their approach and being more innovative and creative from a more conservative approach to a more, what would you call it? More innovative, nimble approach?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, it's so funny though, for such a liberal type of industry, right? The film industry, for how conservative it actually is, or cagey. But for example, I mean, you've got folks like director Brent Hodge, right? Which we've got to get him on here again. I don't know. Have we ever had him on here?
No, not on.
No,
this.
it was on Real Green. All right. Yeah. We got to get him. But like, for example, he had an Adam Pauly documentary, which is really funny on HBO. And they did it. It was like a one day like production, and it was really, really creative. And he captured Adam Pauly doing his stand up routine. And then he did the whole thing, packaged it up, and HBO was like, yeah, we'll take it. And that's very unique.
Yeah. Because
usually they want to have their say in it, and then you pitch the idea, and then you go and you do it, right? So even that is innovative, and they're like, yep, because they're like, talent, young talent, let's go, right? So I think we're seeing it. At the end of the day, though, good shit still floats to the top, and right? Yeah. And so I think that's the other thing too, is we've just created so much garbage out there that people are still yearning for a good, real connection to, you know, a human connection. And that will speak louder than some corporate nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least that's my take on it.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. I mean, I guess interesting to, you know, keep tabs on, you know, what's going on in other industries, and also like find those innovators within, you know, entertainment as well, as we've been trying to do, I think, you know, in the course of this little podcast project. But, you know,
I'm going to reach out to Haji right after this.
do that. That would be cool. But I think, you know, also the point is that, at least some takeaways for me, just in this little conversation, is, you know, it's a lot about awareness, self-awareness, emotional awareness, you know, and how you're working, whether it's, you know, an entrepreneurial setting or within a larger company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. It's probably the core piece of all of this. And interestingly for you, as you're kind of thinking through your next moves, you know, and how that looks in terms of, you know, your entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm. It's It's humbling. I feel, you know, I don't know, you probably feel the same way, but it's like, I just feel really, really lucky to be able to have the resources and the health and the time to do this, right? To do this, because it's not everybody to do the entrepreneurial journey and to do this stuff. It's not everybody that can do this. Like, you know, if you had to like just barely scrape by and try to like, you know, just keep things from falling all apart, like you're not going to go out and start Green Spark Group.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
that's
you've got an
true.
incredible family supporting this and supporting you and right. What for better, for worse. And then it's like, right. But you know, it's not possible. Like I was talking to a longtime entrepreneur last night at a networking event. And we were talking about this actually. And he said, you know, it was his partner, his wife, who had to always remind him to come back to the family, you know, because again, you get so wrapped up in your work, and he's like she saved like their family basically, because she always was like, you need to get back here now and drop all that shit, and you know, there's a family, right? Now his kids are obviously grown up and so on. They're still together, but I thought that was a really interesting thing, right? It's like, it's a good reminder. Like there was a it was. Yeah. I mean, doing entrepreneurship can be toxic for your life.
It is such, yes. You know what? Like,
so,
I mean, it hits home a lot. I mean, you've met my husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is solid and has
Yeah,
been,
Rich.
yeah, super supportive and these sorts of things. But I'm not going to lie, it has been stressful at times. And he's been, you know, he's reminded me of like, you know, let's, you know, what are you doing? Like, let's think about this.
Stop working.
Yeah.
It's 10 p.m.
I know. And like traveling and stuff, like, you know, this is where, like, you know, for, you know, leaders of companies, founders, you know, you gotta be, you know, put yourself out there, right? You have to network a lot too. You have to, you know, be available and things like this. And it does take a toll, and we have to be mindful. And so anyway, I get a reminder of that, and I appreciate it too, because you're right. We can get wrapped up in, and work and whatnot. So anyway,
Well, and here we are. Good chat. I mean, this is
you
just something.
Probably have to go.
This is something we, you know, so I'm glad we got to do this, and yeah, we'll do a little bit some more, just chatting about different topics and different things. Right. Just,
Interesting though, to hear a bit about how you're conferencing as well. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm out there. I am out there. I believe in rock and roll, and it's going to happen. The universe is working in my favor.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you. Thanks for the chat. And
Thanks, Nina.
We'll catch up soon.
Our designer is Aaliyah Kane. Music is by Peter Chapman. Social media is by Sharon Ewan. Our editor and producer is Rachel Werbel.